Chapter 26.
"We've got to go," she told Taylor, rapping the floor with her cane.
"You're not holding out on me, are you, Gordino?"
Burroughs asked.
"We'll send you anything we find," she assured him. "Any facts," she added to herself. "Vague speculations, that was another matter. Come on, Taylor. We can get more done at the office, and I need to put my foot up."
Taylor looked surprised that she'd mentioned her injury, but nodded, even offering her his arm to lean on. She shook it away, but limped dramatically as they made their way to the far end of the floor, past the crime scene perimeter to where the Tahoe waited.
"I'll drive, you work."
She took the keys from him.
"I thought we were going back to—"
He broke off when he saw her expression, and by the time she'd hauled herself, cane and all, into the Tahoe's driver's seat, Taylor was hopping into the passenger side. He slammed the door, the resulting vibration making her wince as it jostled her foot.
Damn.
She really, really needed to take another one of those pills the doctor had given her.
And ice. Blessed, numbing ice.
Ah, that sounded like heaven.
"What's up, boss?"
"I'm probably just being paranoid." He shook his head vigorously.
"You always say, trust no one, assume nothing. Besides, it's not paranoid when you're almost always right."
"This is one time where I'm hoping I'm not."
"About what?"
She gestured to his laptop.
"Pull up Seth Bernhardt's court appearances. Go back 6 months."
"Sure, no problem." A few clicks, and he looked at her expectantly.
"Okay, now what?"
"Compare them to the places and dates the five men were murdered."
"No, you can't think Seth. Just do it, Taylor."
It took a little longer, probably because he didn't want to admit the pattern he was seeing. He was there, in or near all those cities at the time of their murders.
"Doesn't mean he did it," she reminded him, and herself.
But the knot in her gut kept twisting tighter and tighter. She grabbed her phone and tried to call Nick. No answer. She'd forgotten. He'd left it in the Ford. Taylor's expression lightened.
Right. In fact, smart guy like him, no way would he leave a trail this obvious. And why would all their driver's licenses end up with Gibbons?
Now he smiled, relieved. Plus, Seth has been with us all day. He couldn't have killed Gibbons or had those driver's licenses. Someone is trying to frame Seth for those murders.
Has to be Daddy.
No, Lucy thought. If Daddy was the killer, he would have framed Seth months ago and reveled in watching the police drag Seth away from June. He would love forcing Seth to leave June unprotected, would delight in his humiliation and disgrace. But if not Daddy, then who had killed those men, and why? She dialed again, this time trying Megan. It went to voicemail.
"Megan, ask your dad to call me as soon as you get this. It's important."
Taylor hunched over his computer, searching for more data to guide them.
Maybe Daddy hired Gibbons to do the killings for him. Except, I still don't get it. I mean, I understand shooting Gibbons, cleaning up loose ends, but why let us know about the other murders?
He slumped back in his seat. For a guy who stayed hidden for decades, he sure as hell is making waves now. Never underestimate the power of obsession. As she spoke, Lucy tried texting Megan.
"Call me, now."
"Sure, I get that, but—"
"Wait."
He jerked upright, rocking the SUV.
"Maybe this isn't about June. Maybe it's about Seth. I mean, Seth stole June, right? He's the father of her child. And he's helped to make men like Daddy pay dearly."
Lucy had already gotten there, but let him continue. A sick knot of worry twisted in her gut. She wanted to protect Seth and June from Daddy. But in doing so, had she left a killer at her home with her family?
"Today, the shooting, it was Seth who was the real target," Taylor continued. "Oshiro jumped in the way. So after he couldn't kill Seth,
Gibbons took June when the opportunity presented itself. But think about it. If Seth was out of the picture, Daddy can go after June and her baby anytime he wanted. She doesn't qualify for WITSEC, and no one can afford the kind of protection needed 24/7 forever. All he had to do is either kill Seth or convince the cops that Seth is a serial killer. Then he's got an open field to June whenever he wants. He turned to Lucy. Boss, we need to get some protection up to wherever you have Seth and June stashed. Lucy had arrived at the same conclusion, if via a vastly different line of reasoning. Everyone she'd left behind was in danger.